This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Javo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for 7 with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. Air professional technicians have years of experience. We use the highest quality tools and equipment, and we have the resources to get the job done right the first time. You might think that would cost more, but it doesn't. It saves you time, saves you worry, and ultimately saves you money. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome and good evening, Wahoos and ACC fans. Frank and Hobbo in studio on a beautiful day.
It is pretty.
Chamber of Commerce Day, right?
Yeah, it's October in Virginia. You know, what's the old line? Two reasons to live in Virginia, the spring and the fall.
Well, yeah.
We're now enjoying the fall. And best wishes to the folks down in Florida as they prepare for another storm coming to the Gulf Coast. So hopefully they can all be safe down in the great state of Florida.
I mean, gee whiz, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Just got hammered.
Florida, just now are starting to get power back.
And many of them still don't have power.
And water, they, you know, fresh water.
What's this thing called?
The new one, the new storm is Milton?
Milton.
Oh, yes. That's scary. That's a scary name, actually.
Yeah. Well, we probably haven't had a Hurricane Milton. I can't remember one, but nevertheless, it's going to be bad for them. Hopefully, FEMA, which hasn't done very well here of late, will be in a position to try to help out with the folks down in Florida.
All right,
we got a great show.
Hey,
have nothing but good news.
How about the Wahoos taking it to Boston College for a change?
Yeah, let me.
Years of futility against the Eagles.
Yeah,
and
well,
then
we were like 1-7 against them.
Yeah, 24 consecutive points to overcome and erase a 14-point deficit. All the faithful and all the loyalists had made it to the game. It was 38,000 and change was the announced attendance. Hate to say it, but that's poppycock.
Yeah, we need to do better, but I think the team is still in the process of rebuilding trust with the fan base. But who's on tonight's show, by the way?
We have a great show. We've got John Freeman. I believe he's standing by. We've got Dr. O, Kwadwo Owusu-Achao, Dr. O, who will give us the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. And we got former UVA great wide receiver, old glue fingers, Billy McMullen. So this is going to be a hell of a show.
And the voice of the Who's is right with us right now. John Freeman, thanks for taking a couple of minutes to call in tonight.
Yeah, you guys got Billy McMullen on the show. He's been the best for the fourth quarter.
You know, this
he's one of my buds. So,
I hope you put this down on your resume that you're a frequent contributor to Who's Talking. I mean, that's really a plum for you there.
It helped Jimmy Miller.
Now that I know the caliber of the guest, I certainly will. But
next,
if I could go back in time and call one play in Virginia history, Billy McMullen, hook and ladder, yeah. Alvin Pierman. End zone.
Or you may not know this, Bryson Spinner dropping back down in the red zone under duress through a perfect pass to Billy Mack to beat the Tigers in Death Valley.
Hey, I tell you, the Calandria to Fields pass on Saturday was pretty good. How did you describe that one?
Calandria drops back, throws it to Malachi Fields, automatic touchdown.
Well, I think you were a little more excited than that.
I was, and the game just pivoted so quickly. I mean,
yes.
Virginia kind of hung around, and Boston College had the lead for almost the entirety of the game, and then turnover, touchdown, and suddenly things changed quite drastically.
Well, it's funny. We obviously had a great fourth quarter on Saturday, had a terrific fourth quarter down in Winston-Salem, and those two comebacks are really responsible for the Who's being in the good position they're in right now at 4-1.
Yeah, we had them all along in both games. We were just saving the best for last. But that comeback was cool, too. I'm a Charlottesville native, and it's neat to think that the last two touchdowns of that game were scored by local kids. So Malachi Fields from Monticello High School, 3 miles away from Scott Stadium, and then across the street is a Covenant school where Jonas Anker went to high school and played eight-man football, and he returns that fumble for a touchdown.
Well, you know, they always say we got to recruit the state well. Apparently, we're recruiting the city and county well.
At least we can recruit the greater Charlottesville area.
Oh. Every time I look at Malachi Fields, and you just look at him, he's a physical specimen. I always say he looks like Anquan Boldin, if you remember that wide receiver.
Yes.
Just this big, physical wide receiver. And Malachi has great hands, and you just look and you're like, how did everyone overlook this guy, knowing what he was capable of and the athleticism? It was no secret his athleticism coming out of high school.
Hey, and most importantly, Malachi has a heck of a passer rating. You know, if you're one for one for 29 yards, that's got to give you a good rating.
Oh, man, now he was a high school quarterback at Monticello, which
yes.
is probably why he was under-recruited. But, man, I've seen them run that play in practice all the time, and it always works. And I was just waiting for him to pull it out in a game, and boy, did they ever.
Well, let's talk about Saturday in general. You know, Alabama loses to Vanderbilt. I mean, Missouri also lost same day. And there were other upsets. I mean,
Tennessee lost to Arkansas.
Louisville lost at home to SMU. And we could touch on a bunch of other games. But was there something in the air? Did you get that vibe at some point?
Well, what you just listed off is a lot of NIL juggernaut schools losing. And I think what's interesting about this college football season is everybody thought college football would trend towards this elite small group just getting stronger, those who have the most resources just loading up and no one being able to compete with them. And what we saw this last weekend and in several weeks leading up to it is the fact that there's just not a lot of dominant teams in college football this year. And NIL has kind of a double-edged sword. And what I mean by NIL, I'm talking about the super teams, the schools that can just throw out a lot of money and get whoever they want out of the transfer portal. And I hear this phrase, and I repeat it quite often, is you can buy commitments, but you can't buy commitment. And somebody told me that when you have an NIL group together, or this first, this team of players that have all gotten there at the same year, they've never gone through adversity together. So when it hits, no one really knows how to react because they haven't done it. Now you look at a program like Virginia, or you look at a program like Vanderbilt, those players have gone through a whole lot of adversity together and they've stuck through it. So when adversity hits Virginia in these games down at Wake, down at Boston College, our guys have been through it, and they've been through it together, and they know how to react to it, and you see the results, at least from a Virginia side, that you didn't see at some of the big schools across the country this
week. Hey, John, do you get a sense that the team is starting to believe in themselves?
I would disagree with you there, Jabo, in the sense that you say they're starting to believe in themselves. I would say they already believe in themselves, and that's what they've said multiple times when asked, do you want to prove the doubters wrong? And they're like, no, we just want to prove ourselves right. And there's a lot of confidence in this group. I mean, look at the quarterback, the most confident sophomore that's ever walked through the McHugh Center, now the Hardy Center halls. And you look at this Virginia team, and they are confident. You can't win a college football game if you aren't confident. I'm going to go take a look at some quotes from the Vanderbilt players leading up to the Alabama game. They got laughed at on social media all week because they said, yeah, we're going to win this game. And they went out and did it. So it's not a sport where you can go in anything but ultra confident. And the Hoos have earned the right to be that.
You know, I spoke with Kobe Pace, Chico Bennett, and Anthony Calandria, and Mikhail Boley post-game in the media room. And they all talk about the focus on assignments and playing one opponent at a time and going 1-0 every weekend. They all talked about, you know, the next game is Louisville. They didn't talk about any other games. And I heard some interesting things from Coach Elliott. He made the comment, and this is sort of very poor note-taking on my part. He said, no half efforts. And good effort is not enough. You must be effective, efficient with your assignments. And I asked him in the presser about, you know, it seemed like the windows and the paths
for Castellanos.
They seemed to get smaller and smaller during the game, and then ultimately he panicked. And he's a very good quarterback who usually does not panic. And Coach spoke to that and just said, you know, he talked about the, you know, the assignments, and everyone did their job. They didn't want to overrush him and leave gaps. They stayed in their lanes almost like punt coverage, right? Or kickoff coverage. You've got to stay in your lanes. And, you know, he felt like he had no easy paths to go get yards. And for a player of his skill and speed and quickness and agility, that might be some of the best defense Virginia's played in years. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was genius what they did and what the defensive ends were able to do. Chico Bennett and Cam Butler, is they're able to keep Castellanos in the pocket. So many times you see his highlight reel and you see him breaking contain and being able to turn the corner and get down a sideline and get to space. So they kept him in the pocket. And it, one of the things that he has going against him, Castellanos, is he's not tall. He's under 6 feet tall. And two of his linemen stand 6'7".
Yep.
So if you keep him in the pocket, he can't see over them. And that's what we did. And you saw there was a play in the fourth quarter, I think. It was a fourth down. And Castellanos was stuck in the pocket. And he was hanging. He had time, but he couldn't see well. His clock was ticking in the back of his mind, and he rushed a throw, and it was incomplete. So hats off to this Virginia defense, especially when you saw the first couple drives for Boston College. I think Castellanos started 11 of 11. It was perfect. There were blown assignments on the defensive end. Receivers, tight ends running free, and the offense of Virginia went on a really long, time-consuming drive when all this chaos was happening, and it gave John Rozinski time to just sit down and look at some of the things that Boston College was showing them, because the players said there were some things we hadn't seen before from Boston College in tape, and they were able to diagnose it, they were able to disseminate information, and they were able to fix it. That's great coaching, and that's really good playing.
I agree. You know, it's interesting. I thought for Castellanos, I'm looking for number 88, Kamari Morales got open some from tight end, and he really hurt Virginia. Number 6, the wide receiver, Jaden Skeet, made some plays. I thought Virginia kept the running backs under control. And I thought, you know, from middle of the second quarter to the end of the game, Virginia just got better, better, and better. And I also would say the same thing is true of the special teams, which has been a huge sore point for me in recent years. And it's not just the specialists have been fine for the most part, but all the other players that contribute on special teams, they finally seem to be getting it. The snaps are much crisper. The containment on kickoffs and punts is better. The blocking is better for the field goal attempts, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Will Bettrich has been terrific as the place kicker. What's your take?
I mean, I think you're seeing Virginia become a complete team. And so much of college football and being successful in it is kind of getting the administrative part right. I mean, just little simple things of how you line up, how you get on and off the field. You saw BC, which is typically a, you know, really sound, well-coached team. They had two instances in the fourth quarter where they came off of the sideline and got a delay of game and had to call a timeout because they only had 10 players on the field. And that's coming off of the sideline. So we're looking at a coaching staff that's now all in their third year. They've all worked together for 3 years. There's been very little attrition in the coaching staff. They all know each other. They've got systems down. They've onboarded this helmet communication really well. And I think you just see all of that experience and familiarity start to impact in every phase of the game.
We're visiting with the voice of the Hoos, John Freeman. John, we got a minute or so left. Take a look ahead at Louisville. What are the keys to the game on Saturday at 3:30?
Gosh, you know, Louisville is a really good defensive team. They haven't given up a third quarter touchdown all season long. So Virginia's kind of like a boxer right now, a little bit like a Floyd Mayweather fight, where they seem to take some punches early. None of them are a knockout blow. And then they figure out their opponent, just like they did against Wake, just like they did against Boston College. And that's when they start doing their damage in the later rounds. So hang around in the first half and then do what you do in the second half against a Louisville team that doesn't give up a whole lot in that second half. So something's got to break.
They're coming off two losses, Notre Dame and SMU, both great teams.
Close losses,
but a loss is a loss. Right. But anyway, hey, John, next time we have you on, maybe we'll talk a little basketball. We ran out of time this time, but thanks for joining us. Have a great broadcast on Saturday. Maybe we'll see you at Scott Stadium. But All right.
Always appreciate coming on.
Thank you.
We got Dr. O coming up with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. After these messages, you're listening to Who's Talking.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Who's Talking? We're in a good mood tonight. Big win over BC. Another home game on Saturday, 3:30 at Scott Stadium. And I took a look, and it's supposed to be 80 degrees and sunny.
Nice.
So a beautiful day. No excuse for the fans not to come out and support this team.
Off the couch. Get in the game, baby.
They're playing well, and they're deserving of your support. So come on out and have a good time at Scott Stadium. Right now, we got the Ortho Virginia Injury Report with Dr. O. Frank?
Well, thank goodness. We finally found Kwadwo Owusu-Achao, and he was playing video games or something a couple weeks ago.
Sounds like he was playing with his children. That's a good thing for a father to do.
He's playing with his kids. But now we've got him on the air, and he represents our good friends at Ortho Virginia. Dr. O, welcome to Who's Talking.
Fellas, what's going on? Good to be back.
Hey, you know, your Dukies beat the Tar Heels and were sitting high and mighty there for a while, but then they dropped one over the weekend.
To Georgia Tech,
who said not so fast. It was a low-scoring game, 24-14. Duke still sits at 5-1, which is pretty remarkable. But you know what's interesting, Dr. O? The coach that was at Duke, Coach Elko, is at Texas A&M. Mm-hmm.
He had a big win.
He had a monster win over the weekend. Mm-hmm. They beat Tennessee in a thrashing, basically. But anyway, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm good, man. You know, when you have a culture of excellence, that follows you even when you leave the institution. I just wanted to make that plug real quick. I'm doing good.
Hey, I got the games wrong.
Hey, hold on.
Let's get the game right.
Texas
A&M beat Missouri.
Missouri.
Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
Tennessee lost to Arkansas.
Yes. Anyway, Duke has the reason we're reminding folks who Duke plays is because Dr. O is a Duke graduate. You have a bye this week, so you guys can take a little breather. All right. Looking at the injury situation, Mikhail Boley came back. He had been out with a high ankle sprain, and he alternated at the beginning of the game, and then as the game wore on, he just stayed in at left tackle. I thought Whitmer played very well in his absence in the games leading up to this. Let's see. Also, right guard Ty Furnish came back from an undisclosed injury that they would not tell us about, and he played on Saturday. He played quite well, I thought, at right guard. All right, one player that got hurt during the game, and we don't have any information, is number 0 Antonio Clary, who's a grad student and has been terrific this year. He went out and whatever leg was injured a couple weeks ago, it's not that leg. It's the other leg. They wouldn't tell if it's a knee, a femur, a hip or anything, or an ankle, but we know he's out. Now, we do know that a week and a half ago, left defensive tackle Jason Hammond hurt his shoulder at Coastal Carolina, and he had surgery after the game. My question to you, Dr. O, and this is totally subjective and a blind guess in the dark for you. What sort of shoulder injury would keep a player completely out and they have to have surgery and let him heal for an entire year?
Yeah, so it's a few, but I would say most commonly for a football player, you're looking at some injury related to the labrum. And you may know that's a kind of a bumper of cartilage in the shoulder, and it helps to keep the ball and socket of the shoulder stable.
Mm.
And so the most common reason for a football player to be out for a shoulder injury, for it to be serious like that, would be something like that. Now, other things that could be involved are things like a clavicle or a collarbone fracture.
That's out for a while, too. We actually know that isn't true because Coach Elliott said the word shoulder. So we It's one of the few times the head coach has actually given us more insight, but we know that it was it truly was a shoulder injury. It wasn't a clavicle. I had that terrible injury, and that hurts. That's, man, you're talking about putting that figure eight brace on and walking around like a Frankenstein for 8 weeks.
Hey, Dr. O, before we have to let you go, I know you got a seminar coming up on Saturday morning out at the Henrico Sports and Events Center. Tell us a little bit about that, and if anybody's interested in attending, how would they work that out?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're working in partnership with that new Henrico Sportsplex, which is an incredible venue. What we're doing is kind of a community-based sports education seminar. And so we want to talk about, you know, of course, the basis of sports injury. But I think more importantly, guys, is the importance of sports injury prevention, which is a big thing, especially with youth sports blowing up as it has been. So we're going to have some experts in the fields of rehabilitation, injury prevention, and even mental health come and talk to the community about learning more about injury prevention and what it means to come back from an injury should it happen. So for those interested in coming, we're taking registration. Now, spots are limited, and so we can certainly have that link provided to you via our website.
All right. Well, that sounds great.
All right. We have to leave it there. Dr. O, thank you for joining us tonight, and good luck to you and your practice there, and we thank you in Ortho Virginia, as always.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, Billy McMullen coming up after the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Who's Talking. Stay with us. We'll be back shortly.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance.
And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is friend and family head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Second half hour of tonight's show. We're a bunch of happy Who's tonight with a great victory on Saturday. Come from behind victory over the Eagles of Boston College. As we get ready for a 3:30 kick on Saturday against Louisville. Am I saying that right?
You don't have to speed it up.
Oh, Louisville or Louisville?
Say Louisville.
Louisville.
Gosh.
And speaking of Louisville, I saw Terry Gates Saturday night at the basketball scrimmage. He seems to be doing well. Got a little bit of a haircut. Looking rather dapper.
You know? I'm glad. Last time I saw him,
Like a mountain man.
Yeah, last time I saw him, he did look like a mountain man.
But right. The play of the game from Saturday was what? Mr. Maloney?
To my way of thinking, and we want to thank Crown Acura for sponsoring this week's play of the game. It was either very late third quarter, beginning of the fourth quarter. Early fourth quarter. The BC quarterback Castellanos dropped back, and the pocket was crushing around him, a lot of pressure, and he threw a ball somewhat over the middle, and it got tipped by Britton, who was playing nose tackle, and somehow on a stunt move, our friend Chico Bennett, I half tease him all the time because he likes to wear fancy suits, Hollywood, South Beach, Chico Bennett intercepted the thing, and it was a huge momentum swing because a few plays later, Calandria dropped back to pass for the Cavaliers and threw a beautiful football down the left sideline into the corner, and Malachi Fields, all 6'8" of him,
doing his Billy McMullen impression.
He did. He kind of looked like Billy McMullen. He wrestled that ball in and held on tight for a huge touchdown. One play later on the 2-point conversion attempt, Calandria threw a very nice ball to Andre Green, a St. Christopher's grad. And Green hung on for a big 2-point conversion. And that, to my way of thinking, that's when the entire game changed. And the three plays together, and they make up, quote, the plays of the game. Anyway, Billy, welcome to Who's Talking Today. How are you, sir?
What's up, guys? How you guys doing?
Billy, you're so calm. After the game, you seem pretty excited, though. I saw you down on the field.
Oh, I was super excited, man. I think I'm calm right now because I'm in daddy mode, but I was in a crazy man mode after the game. And seeing all my buddies like Angelo Crowell, all the guys we played with, we were just real excited to be out there to experience the Who's looking like the Who's of old. So, it was pandemonium out there after that win, especially the fumble recovery for the touchdown that sealed the deal. We were going
crazy. Yeah, and we should point out that Jonas Sanker got the ACC Defensive Back of the Week in large measure. Well, not only because of that, but he played very well. But the scoop and score was the play that really put Virginia in command.
Sanker is the first UVA defensive back to be recognized for a weekly honor since 2019. And
really?
It's wild. The ball, looking at the replay like eight times up in the press box, the ball that came out of Castellanos' hand as he was running to his left, you got to remember, it's much harder for a quarterback to run and then throw as he's running to his left if he's right-handed. And somehow he whiffed on the throw, and the ball, we couldn't tell what happened. I was like, did someone knock it out of his hand? What happened? And then it bounced, and somehow near the sideline, Cam Robinson's right heel kicked it in the air, and somehow Ben Smiley, God bless him, did not grab it because Ben Smiley was out of bounds. If Ben had grabbed the ball, the play would have been dead right there.
Right.
Dead, yep. Mm-hmm.
As it was, and might have ended up being BC's ball, but as it was, Sanker snared it and took off down the sideline, and it was a thrilling play, and I'm sure he'll never forget, nor his family and friends, because you know he had a lot of people that had tickets for Saturday's game.
Let's hope so, yeah, because that was obviously a key play, and as you say, it had to hit the right defender out on the field, not the guy out of bounds. And then I guess there was some question initially as I watched the play, was the quarterback's hand coming forward, but it clearly slipped out of his hand when he was in the back motion.
No, it definitely slipped out of his hand, yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
I know his quarterback coach is kicking himself. Like we definitely told you not to roll out left and try to throw it up the field that way.
Yes, so particularly on the
quarterback coach. I'm sure it was
on a dead sprint. I mean, he was running away from some good pressure. I want to point out something about UVA's quarterback Anthony Calandria. He was 15 of 26. One TD. He had a shot maybe at a second one, but he threw for 179 yards. He was sacked twice, but he did not fumble the ball and did not throw an interception, and he just managed the game really well. But what I really liked is he distributed the ball to a huge group of receivers. Malachi Fields, 4 receptions. Jarrell Wilson, 4 receptions. Andre Green, 4 receptions. Tyler Neville, the tight end, 2 receptions. Kobe Pace, 1. Xavier Brown, 1. Cam Courtney won. I mean, that's getting the ball around to your skill players, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the cool thing about what happened on Saturday. I was looking at the stats also, and you had 3 guys that were had 4 receptions and then had a few more that could have got 4 also, just some errant throws. But I thought he not only distributed the ball very well and got it out, he kept a few plays alive. And even with that crazy run where he jumped up in the air, we all screaming, like, keep stay on your feet.
Yeah.
He's a feisty kid, and he has a lot of heart. And I can tell the offense believes in him, and that's the number one thing you need in that quarterback. And there's a solid offense right now, and I think he's doing a great job of going to his first, second, and sometimes even his third read as he works in a pocket a little bit. To me, it looks like he's getting a little bit more comfortable in the pocket, where he's not looking for his first read and then relying on his feet. You know, he's looking for his first, second, and third, and he's getting that ball out of his hands pretty fast.
Hey, Billy,
that's what it's all about.
J.R. Wilson played for the first time. How much does that help Malachi to have J.R. out there as well?
Well, it's all about what you're doing in practice. And if you trust a guy like J.R., you're sort of salivating that, hey, I get a chance now to preach what I practice, and it helped him out big time, I believe, and just as a comfort level, you have guys that, you know, may not can get on the field for whatever reason, but it's a huge comfort level when you know you got a guy that you can trust in.
You know, speaking of the progression that the quarterback is starting to master, Calandria told me in the post-game presser in the media room, he said that Andre Green was the second option on the two-point play. And I think he's being humble. I think it might have been the third, because I watched his head on the replay. He was looking to the far left side of the field, which must have been Malachi. He looked in the middle, and Tyler Neville, I think, tried to sit down. And then he looked over to the right, and Andre Green was coming across the back of the end zone, moving right to left and almost reaching the goalpost. And he hit him beautifully with a nice medium-high ball that nobody else could get their hands on. And I'm proud of Green. I think you know Andre Green, don't you?
Yes, that's one of my guys. Man, I had a know the family well, know Andre well, trained him up. And Andre took his – on that route particularly, I was super proud because he took his time backside. He had a linebacker that he had to avoid. And normally young receivers go over top of the linebacker, which means goes around him on the backside. If he had did that, he would have – it would have been the pass probably would have been super late. But he did a great job where he went inside of the linebacker, which got him into Calandria's vision a lot earlier. And it may very well have been that second read because he got eyes on him pretty fast. Now, as Calandria gets better looking for that backside read, he's going to let that ball go a little faster because if that backside corner or safety was just a little bit better, he would have played up to Andre Green a little tighter. But I was super proud of what he did, and just happy for him that he had those four catches in that two-point conversion.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if you hear through the the alumni channels, but what is going on with Chris Tyree and, for that matter, Trell Harris? Are they healthy or not?
You know, I think I haven't heard anything, and I asked the same question while we were sitting there in the stadium. I was like, "Where is Chris Tyree?" I mean, this is a Richmond Petersburg guy. And we come to see him. We know about him in high school, and we want to see him perform on the field. So I hadn't heard anything. Hopefully I don't want to say injury, but hopefully it's not nothing where he's not, doesn't know the plays or hadn't been performing. We definitely will hope for on the stretch that he gets some playing time and get things rolling. But I hadn't heard anything about injuries or, conduct detrimental to the team. I haven't heard any of those things. I was looking for him myself. I was a little disappointed that I didn't get it.
And they're coming off an off week. You would hope that he would have been healthy.
I'm hoping he's all right. He played against Maryland, and he's returned some punts. But I had heard that he was in a boot quite a bit, and I really hope the young man doesn't have a busted foot and is trying to play through the year in pain. Trell Harris, I think eventually we're going to see him. Now, Cam Courtney was targeted on some plays, and much to my chagrin, they were very important plays, like third down and so forth. And he caught one ball for like 5 yards, but there was another ball. He looked like he just sort of waved his arms at it. He's young and he's learning, but have you noticed much about him? He's a true freshman. Number 85.
You know what? I did check him out. The cool thing about what I saw with him is to be a young guy, he ran some routes with confidence. And he has a bit of a quickness to him, a suddenness to him. So I think his upside looks pretty bright for the future. And I think he had a chance to catch a ball. But I always look at how guys react when that ball is coming to them, even if they're not getting five or six balls or opportunities. I always look, are they prepared to catch? And when they do catch, are they looking to turn up and get upfield and get some yak? Yeah. Yards after catch? Are they, are they in tune to the game? Because a lot of young receivers that don't play a lot and they get that ball, they're like, oh, I didn't know you were going to throw it to me. But he looked pretty confident in his route. He looked confident when he caught it. And hopefully get some more reps. But overall, as a receiver core, I thought they were real solid.
You know, Billy, Malachi had that pass to Kobe Pace. Did you ever get a chance to throw a pass in your tenure?
You better believe it, man. I'm one for one touchdown. Mike McGrew. Hey, Mike McGrew, I threw him a pass at my last year for a touchdown, like 35, 40 yards, man. Yeah. It's in the record books.
You know, the only play, there are two plays everybody remembers well, and you caught about a 197 footballs or something crazy like that in Virginia. The play they remember is the game against Georgia Tech late in the game where they threw you the little button hook, and then you pitched it to Pierman for the hook and lateral, and he went down the sideline and scored. I remember you barely were able to throw the ball. Your knees were almost touching the ground.
You know what's crazy?
Yes.
And I'll tell you this. This is what's crazy before I hop off. A lot of my guys were talking about that play when we were up there for alumni weekend. And we actually called that play twice, two in a row. The first one they covered, we get back to the huddle, and Musgrave calls it again. We're like, are you crazy? They basically just stopped it. But actually it helped the hook and ladder because they all converged on me, and I had a chance to, you know, almost – toss it out to Pyramid. It was amazing. That
well,
was
maybe that's the element of the surprise. They probably didn't expect to be called back-to-back plays.
Well, I tell you what, it's still one of the greatest plays in Scott Stadium history. We're going to have to let you go, Billy. Thank you for joining us tonight. And
thanks,
the
Billy.
The Wahoos are 4-1, 2-0 in the ACC, and we thank you for being a part of that. All right, we head to break. Come back on this side. We've got the Olympic Sports Report sponsored by our good friends at Fridays. Stay with us.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. Hey, before we go, next week we have our friend Paul Collins, former great offensive lineman at Virginia. Wally Walker will be with us next week for his first visit during season 16. We need to catch up with him relative to his NIL development collective activities. And I know since I saw him, he was at the basketball scrimmage Saturday night, so we'll get his early thoughts on the basketball team. And then, of course, our great friend Dr. Jody Smith will have the Ortho Virginia injury report. And now we're going to do the Friday's Olympic report, brought to everybody by our friends at Friday's.
Yes, this Olympic sports report is brought to you by the happy hour every hour at your 3 area RVA Friday's. In here, it's always
Friday's. Hey, right. The big Olympic news Friday, speaking of Fridays, Friday night, the Hoos beat Virginia Tech in men's soccer. You know, the men's soccer team hasn't had the greatest year thus far, but a big win over the Hokies. First point in the Commonwealth Clash, so Virginia leads 1-0 in that regard.
Hobbo is always smiling when that sort of thing happens.
Yes, the number 3 field hockey team lost their first match of the year on Friday against Boston College, but they came back with a win over Louisville yesterday, so they're 10-1 on the season. And the volleyball team took out the state of Florida. They beat Florida State and Miami last week to go to 13-2 on the season.
Which is some kind of record, by the way.
Yeah, they're having a great year.
I think UVA women's volleyball is off to its best start in like 20 years.
Yeah, since 2003. But
okay,
so let's take a look at the ACC football schedule. We'll just get down the list. Clemson visits Wake Forest. How do you see that, Frank?
Well, Clemson's favored by 20.5 points. And although Wake did beat NC State last weekend, Clemson should be able to cover.
Undefeated Pitt hosts the Cal Bears. Cal Bears had a disappointing loss against Miami with apparently another controversial call involved.
Yes, there's something going on, wouldn't you say? All right, Cal is going to get 3.5 points. Pitt is favored, and the fact that this game is being handicapped that close tells me that an upset is possible. And I wouldn't be surprised if Cal bounces back if their quarterback is healthy. If Mendoza is not healthy, all bets are off.
Let's see here. We got Syracuse versus NC State in Raleigh.
Yeah, NC State is getting points, but they're going to win that matchup against Syracuse. I expect NC State to win that game.
And what else we got here?
Louisville
at Virginia. We certainly want to talk about that one if I missed it. Oh, and
Louisville is favored by 7.5 points. And I'm going to tell you right now, Virginia will upset Louisville. And I think it's going to be close. I would take Virginia in the points.
Yeah, and Louisville, as we said earlier, coming off 2 losses against good teams. They lost to Notre Dame and SMU. And really, I think they're 3-2, and they played a couple of not real good teams early. They did beat Georgia Tech, which is probably the quality win on their schedule thus far. So,
well, this one of the strangest things, and I'm looking at the entire lineup of wins and losses over the weekend, and It just blows my mind. Again, Florida State has lost again. FSU is 1-5.
Yeah, you know that.
I don't recall Florida State being 1-5.
It's been a long time. You'd probably have to go back
before Bobby Bowden.
Before Bobby was there, because they were obviously a powerhouse for a long time under him. And you know, it's funny that Clemson Florida State game before the season started looked to be one of the headline games.
Yeah,
and it was kind of a yawner.
Yeah, snooze fest
as we got to it. But yeah,
but you know what happens when Virginia wins this game on Saturday at 3:30 in Scott Stadium, and you're actually in the stadium enjoying a great contest. It will be a very close, hard-fought game. When Virginia wins this game, they will start getting votes in the top 25 and might even be ranked in the top 25 because their wins are legit.
Yeah, absolutely.
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, and this would be another huge step forward if they can find a way to win on Saturday. I don't think we've mentioned it yet. The kickoff for the following week at Clemson has been set, and it'll be noon on Saturday, 19th,
yeah,
I guess it is.
High noon in Death Valley. You got to like it. That's actually a break for the Cavs.
Have you ever been to a game there?
I've never physically been to a game there. I obviously watched many games on the old telly, but I'll be impressed. If Virginia can get through Louisville, I think that game is not out of question now. At the beginning of the season, I would have said, yeah, but if Virginia beats Louisville and goes down there, I've watched Clemson. Clemson is not the Clemson of like 2 years ago.
They're playing better, and they certainly have talent, but clearly Virginia, I think with each additional win, they're gaining in confidence. I appreciate what John Freeman said earlier, that they've believed in themselves all years long, but when you start to win, you really do believe. Again, next week's show, Paul Collins, Wally Walker, and Dr. Jody Smith on at 6 o'clock, our regular time.
Have a great weekend, but more than anything, go get some tickets and go up to Charlottesville and watch a great game. It's, you know, they're getting like 35 to 40,000 people in the stadium, and that's stupid.
Please come out.
This is a good football team playing good football, and you will have fun. Everybody that I know that's been going to the games is texting me all the time saying how much fun they had.
Worthy of your support, a 3:30 kick, and as we said earlier, I think it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday.
What a great
no
day
reason
to
not to go.
What a great day to tailgate and have some fun. Go Hoos.
We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.